More Idaho Matters right now. Earlier this year, we told you how Boise Habitat for Humanity was working to get people into homes and found out how they were working with Congress to try and find more solutions to Idaho's growing housing crisis. Well, now Habitat is planning to planning a new home in Starr, and they're taking applications from families hoping to own their very own home. So joining us now to talk about how the process works is Janessa Chastain, the Executive Director of Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity. Janessa, nice to have you back on the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I am happy to be here.
So very quickly, Janessa, remind folks what Habitat for Humanity is.
Sure. So Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity is an affordable housing nonprofit. So we work with families to help them build a home alongside our volunteers that they will own. They have a mortgage and all of those good things, but it's at a price that is affordable for an average family in Ada County.
Okay, so you have this new home that will be built in Starr, and people can apply for that home. So can you tell us what people need to do? Because you don't give the home away. I mean, folks, families really do have to put some sweat equity into this.
Correct. So the first process is to apply. So we have the applications right now at our restores and in the office. And then we have orientation meetings that people are required to attend. And the information about those is on our website and in the application. It gives you the information about the process and lets you know what to expect. And then once the family has been selected, that family is asked to attend budgeting classes. They're asked to volunteer either in our office or at the restore. And then once their home is permitted and ready to begin construction, they are out there every week helping build the house. They get to be an active part of what will become their home, and they get to learn some cool skills. Before I started working at Habitat, did not know how you hang a door frame on a house that's under construction, and now I have done it. And now I know. And so those are the skills that our homeowners get. They get to learn the basics about how to care for their home and what went into making their house a home.
And so who's eligible to apply for this?
So we look for families that are either legal residents or citizens. We look for families that are in the 40 to 60% of area median income. Area median income is a number that comes to us from the federal government that just says, what does the average family make in Ada County? And then that 40 to 60% range for us is looking at families that have a greater need, that wouldn't be able to afford a house in the current market. And the exact numbers that line up with that are on the website, and they're in the information packet. And then we're looking for families whose current housing doesn't work for them. So, somebody who is in an apartment that is too small, or who's renting a place that doesn't have reliable plumbing, reliable heat, reliable air conditioning, is in a place that they don't feel safe with their family. All of those factors together help us determine which families we're going to select for our homes.
So I know that folks are required to go to one of your program orientation meetings, and I believe you have one this coming Saturday. So could people apply if they right then and there if they come to this orientation meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you come out to that orientation meeting on Saturday at 11 a.m., out at LifeSpring Christian in Starr, Idaho, then you can pick up an application. You probably wouldn't be able to turn it in the same day if you don't bring all the financial information we require, but you would be able to get the application. We're there to answer any questions that you have, and then you can drop it off with us at the office. Or if you are super prepared and come in with everything, you can drop it off then.
What's your deadline for applications?
Our deadline is, that is a great question that I am very quickly looking for because I should know that. And it is not right in front of me.
That's okay. I'm throwing a lot of things at you all at once. So so people still do have time to apply though.
They do. Our deadline is April 28th. And so they have plenty of time to apply. There's the meeting on the 11th or another meeting on the 22nd. And so they would just have to attend one of those two and then get the application to us before the 28th.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this. You know, housing is such a needed a commodity here in our area, and in particular, affordable housing. So great things you are doing there for one lucky family. So Janessa, thanks so much for letting us know about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much again for the time to do it.
We have been talking with Janessa Chastain, the executive director of Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity, talking about the new Habitat home that they will be building in Star. Now, we will make sure that we put a link to that home application process on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.